Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Tafwai. On this edition, we'll look at Piyajak, a terrorist group whose leader was arrested and released within a few days by Germany. And a little later, we're going to discuss Hamas leader's assassination in Dubai and the latest accusations that are brought against Israel by Dubai police. Well, first, the terrorist group called Piyajak, its ringleader Abdul Rahman Haji Ahmadi, was arrested in Germany on Friday, but he was released on Monday. Why Germany would release a known terrorist has drawn sharp criticism, especially from Iran, which says Piyajak has carried out many terrorist acts inside the country. Iran has criticized U.S. and Western governments for supporting terrorism. Germany's decision for his release was made despite the group leaders admitting to their crimes. Piyajak is believed to be an offshoot of the internationally recognized terrorist group, the PKK, which conducts deadly operations in Kurdish-populated areas of the region. We're going to discuss this more with Nader Mokhtari, who's a columnist and a commentator here in the capital, Tehran, in the studios. And from Washington, Bill Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review joins us. Gentlemen, thank you both. Let's go to Washington first and ask Bill Jones. Bill Jones, why would a known terrorist who was arrested be released, especially if he has admitted to his crimes?
Well, I suspect this is a very strange situation to me. I suspect the German law, of course, has always been much more lenient in terms of many of these type of crimes. Recently, they haven't been so afflicted by it as other countries have been, and therefore they have a way to go, I think, in improving their own standards with regard to how they deal with this phenomena. But I suspect that there, according to German law, whatever it is, the specifics of the situation, there was not enough to hold this particular person, and so he was let go. Whether they take measures, however, to keep an eye on that person and follow up and make sure this he doesn't start engaging in dangerous undertakings is another question. I don't know whether the Germans are that keen on that at this point.
Nader Mokhtari, Bill Jones says that Germany is lenient to these types of crimes. I'm having a hard time understanding that, how a country could be lenient or show leniency towards terrorists. Why don't you describe to us what has occurred and your elaboration on it?
Well, this is a personality cult movement with an ultra-nationalist agenda, Piyajak. I wonder what they do when they get together. I mean, do they start trying to prove who's more Kurdish than the other, than the next? The sloganism of the party itself is quite caricaturesque. It belongs to the distant past. And as such, I don't understand the German attitude and the actions. However, if there isn't an extradition treaty between Iran and Germany, Haj Abadi cannot be held on charges purporting to, on charges of terrorist crimes that have been committed in another country. So it is a technicality, and he can't get off on that as far as the Germans concerned. But then again, you look at Germany, and we have MKO members who are known to have committed atrocities inside Iran and terrorist actions and being let off scot-free. So, it is a bit puzzling, but I don't believe that this sends a particularly good signal to Iran with regards to the German attitude, considering they've spent the last six decades recovering from a similar personality cult situation.
Okay, Bill Jones, the U.S. State Department, the European Union, and Turkey, they've all included the PKK on their list of foreign terrorist organizations, with Piyajak being an offshoot, as they have called it. But this release, it, in a way, some are saying, exposes a double standard.
Well, there certainly is a double standard here. I suspect that if he had been arrested in the United States, they would have taken a different attitude to that. Not that there would be extradition to Iran, but that they certainly would have taken measures against this. If you look at what's happened recently, though, these are all a result of political mobilization. There are people in the United States, and I assume also in Germany, who are pushing for legitimizing the PKK, We've had similar situation with, as you know, the MEK, where there's been a large opinion here trying to get them off the terror list. They're still on the terror list here. They are considered dangerous, but they do are able to operate legally under other forms in the United States. So there's always a political dimension to these decisions that are being made, and there may very well be in the case in Germany, too. I'm not aware of all the details there, but I suspect.